Gardner is in our virtual green room right now, and he is part of our author's corner. And let me tell you, when you have a book where you can meld your personal experiences and then turn it into something magical for children, well, that's a home run in my book. And his book is Sally and the Magic River. Frank, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, no, thank you. I mean, this is wonderful. I've been looking forward to this.
You and I had a great conversation off the air talking about what was it that made you write this book and how did you come up with the idea? Because it's about the imagination. How do you write a book like this? And you had a great story about pulling this together. Tell the listeners about that, how you came up with this.
I'd love to do that. And I'm so happy that we're doing this because it's got me thinking, well, why in the heck did I write this book? It's the only fiction that I've ever written. And it came out of me. It just flowed out of me. There was no outline. What happened was that in 1997, my wife and I took a canoe trip down the Colorado River. So there's a canoe in the book. Anyway, we went down this river with two other couples in their canoes. And it was just a magical experience with all sorts of animals we ran into. And it inspired my wife to try to write a little story about an Indian girl called Linda. And the reason it was called Linda is because we arrived at that river just as this major hurricane whisked by California. It was the largest hurricane ever to hit the West Coast at that time. But it just grazed it, but it left us plenty of rain and cooled us off because it was 110 degrees otherwise in Yuma, Arizona. Is just crazy at that time of year in September. So there we are. She's been inspired. She's written this little story, started, and she gets stuck. And she says, oh, Frank, could you help me out? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to help you out. And so I go and I help her out with this wonderful little bridging paragraph. And she gives it back to me and says, no, I don't want to do this. It doesn't work. And so I took it, wow, this is a great thing that I've written here. So I took it to work, and I just sat down at the typewriter, at the computer, and started letting my fingers run over the keys. And all of a sudden, this book started forming, and that little paragraph occurs right in the very middle of the book. And since you have called and talked to me about this, I've been thinking, well, what is this thing? It's really an allegory. It's a broader story about life, I think. My life, other people's lives. And I think it really is good for kids. There's nothing in it that wouldn't be. I think they'd really like it.
And let me interrupt you for a second. You talk about it being an allegory for life, then some of the parallels even of movies that we've seen in the past, like Peter Pan or The Wild River or Gravity. So really, it's interesting what you're describing. So go deeper on that for us, because I've got these images in my head.
Well, so here's one of the things that happened that drove this, and it kind of connects. I invited some people over for dinner, and I had come up with this magic trick, and I wanted to show them. And so I took, but we have to go in my bedroom. I'll show you there. And so we go into the bedroom, and and they're looking at me, and I raise my hands, and I start floating up to the ceiling. And of course, they're all impressed, and I want to show them how to do this, and everything is working out. God, this is so great. I've learned how to do this. And then I woke up, and I was so upset. I was so upset that I got out of bed, and I stood on the side of my bed. I said, that was so real. Maybe I could. I just need to be fearless. And what happened was that I started floating up to the ceiling, and I said, oh, my God, this is really real. I'll better pinch myself, though it might be a dream. And I pinched myself, and it's real, it's real, it's real. And then I woke up. It was a dream within a dream, and everything was just incredibly real. Well, that scenario is something that comes out in the book as well. And what I'm talking about really is stuff that happens to people that leads to magical lives. And I think this must happen to a lot of people, where something really bad happens to them at an early age. And as a result of the struggle to deal with that, they begin changing the way their life unfolds. And that's what's happened with me, and it's what happened with Sally. We're both 10 years old. Sally's 10 years old, and I was 10 years old. I was born at the time of the Second World War, 1938, just when it began. And everything was wonderful up until the age of 10. My father was a musician. I was becoming a musician myself. And then what he ended up doing was dying right in front of me. And, of course, that experience left me with what they now call post-traumatic stress. And as a result, I have this little movie running in my head still to this day of that event. And it's no longer a horror story for me. It's part of the whole magic of the whole thing. What happened was is that as a result of that incident, my life was turned upside down, and so was Sally. Sally's life is turned upside down by her incident, and it's the same thing. She ends up in another world with animals. And the animals happen to be her stuffed animals that she sleeps with. Well, I had stuffed animals, and I slept with mine, too. Her animals come to life, and they speak. Well, I didn't do that, but I was, my life was transported to Yuma, Arizona from the city. So I went from the city to the farm out in the middle of the desert, and totally upside down. But I was, again, with animals because I had the kangaroo rats and the rattlesnakes and the lizards and coyotes. Everything was, it was really fun. I even slept with field mice. I was living in a trailer. So what I'm trying to get to now is that here my life has been turned upside down. Sally's been turned upside down. And the two of us work this out. And our lives turn out to be spectacular. And that's the allegory, is that I think a lot of people have this experience where something really horrible happens to them. And as a result of that event, that horrible experience ends up being in some strange way like the best thing that ever happened to them. I'm not saying that my life wouldn't have been just great with my father alive, but as a result of it, I certainly changed. I became a totally different person, a fearless person, for example. I became an addictive person. I have an addictive, compulsive personality, which could be dangerous. It actually was, because I became a drunk for a while. And I taught school. I was a teacher, professor. And I taught molecular genetics and biochemistry, and I found out that I could really give good lectures if I poured lab alcohol into my coffee in the morning. And so I'd arrive at my class, you know, semi-drunk, but I gave really good lectures. Anyway, what happened after that is, well, I've got this addiction. I need to get rid of it. And so I did. As a consequence of that, I've had to redirect my obsessive-compulsive personality into more favorable directions. And so at the age of 82, guess what I do? I can't read anymore because my eyes are bad. I just listen. I listen to books. And while I'm listening, I'm running. And I have this rule. I don't get to listen to my book. I don't get to listen to hear what happens next, unless I'm listening. And so it's very motivating. And the other thing is that I always get the hard copy of my book. And so I have the two of them. And I like, and now I can see the pictures, and I can do some of the reading. If I force myself to get a magnifying glass, I can go ahead and read part of it. But the having those two things together has just been wonderful. Because a good narrators just completely turn everything around.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love this story. We have a minute left. Tell us, and you've really told us this, but I guess just nailing it home, why should people read the book and what will it do for them? I think it's transformational.
Yeah, I think it was for me. It's so transformational that I on my morning runs, which I go 6 to 8 miles, I often will just go and re-listen to my book. It's transformational. I think what it does is it shows a way for a person to transform their life from something tragic into something amazing. And my life has been amazing. Everything Perfect. That I have this way of visioning things, and those things that I envision show up. And I've got that going for me as well.
Boy, no kidding. It's a perfect place to end this. That's what everybody is looking for. So, Frank, thanks so much for coming on. You can get Sally and the Magic River on Amazon. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Kate. This has been very different.
Thanks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye.